What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Full Press Bengals podcast. As always, I'm your host, Parker Perrell, and thank you so much for joining me on a Who Day Friday edition of the podcast. Yes, I'm going to keep on saying it like that. Thank you so much for joining me as I'm here to recap what exactly has happened in the week, some news developments around Who Day Nation and the Bengals franchise, and overall just talk about the projections for this crossroads of an offseason that the Bengals have, because there's a lot of opportunities. And this is, I would dare say, the most important offseason that Bengals have had or have had in the past decade, because with what happened last year, being 1 win away from getting a 10-win season and finishing last in your division, that is just preaches to how competitive this AFC North is and how limited the mistakes need to be for the Bengals team. And I'm confident. I am confident in the front office, confident in the coaches, staff, players, that they not can turn the ship around, but can get it on the right course. Because I don't think the Bengals were taking the wrong route. I think they had some unlucky bounces, and especially with that Joe Burrow injury. If Joe Burrow is healthy, this season is the last season is entirely different. But it's important for the Bengals to be prepared, and if they get the weapons, they'll be on the right track. But anyway, getting back on course on this podcast, let's go in and let's talk about a recent development, and that is per Max Berry of MSNBC, he says the release of Joe Mixon is imminent. And if this turns out to be true, there's a lot of questions that's popping up. The first one being, obviously, what do Bengals fans think? What do Bengals fans think of this? And I've heard mixed reactions. I have heard mixed reactions from this. A lot of Bengals fans are upset because Joe Mixon has been the franchise running back, and he seems to be very big in the community. A lot of fans love him. But at the same time, I also hear from a lot of fans. They seem happy because, A, there's a controversy with Joe Mixon and his off the field antics, and a lot of people do not like that. But at the same time, there's also people who don't pay attention to the controversy, and they see it as he's an aging running back. They want to go in a new direction, and they think it'll be okay for both parties if they part ways. And I find myself in that third party where I'm like, okay, Joe Mixon, I would like for him to be back with the Bengals, but at the same time, with the way things are right now, I think it'll be better for both parties if they went a separate direction. And then the other question is, if Max Berry is right and the Bengals release Joe Mixon, what's the move? What is the move from this point? And we're going to slightly explore these two right now. And if the Bengals do part with Joe Mixon, the first move is free agency. What would they do in free agency in this situation? Because I think a big one is, what about Derrick Henry? What if you go after Derrick Henry? We talked about this in a recent podcast episode, and I know it's a long shot. I know it is the longest of long shots, but think about it. Think about Derrick Henry suiting up in the orange and black there in the jungle, and I know the Bengals would have to change their scheme. I know they would have to, but it would also save the arm of Joe Burrow a little bit, which we saw was not a struggle. But with that injury to his hand, and obviously we've heard good things coming from the medical staff about his hand, but at the same time, that injury is scary, and it will definitely help the hand of Joe Burrow and help the arm of Joe Burrow and help the offense of the Bengals if they had a workhorse back in the backfield. So I think it would be good move to look. I think it would be a good move to look into Derrick Henry, but at the same time, I recognize it is a long shot, and the more realistic move and the move I want to see is the Bengals to go after Estime in the draft. Maybe a second, third-round pick on the Notre Dame running back. He is going to fit in seamlessly. Because I look at his game, and I see Joe Mixon. I see a younger, maybe even faster version of Joe Mixon. That's what I see when I see the Estime Notre Dame running back. That would be so huge for the Bengals to go out there and get him. So now let's talk about what position the Bengals are in, and what do I mean position? Well, I'm talking about the NFL draft. And the main question is to trade down or not to trade down, because the Bengals are in the 18th spot. And here's the question they need to ask themselves. Is the risk worth the reward? And what position what's the move position-wise for them? Because when you trade up, You have to know what you're going after. And to be honest, I don't know if Cincinnati knows what they're going after yet, because they have a lot of questions on what they're going to do, because they still haven't released Joe Mixon. They just franchise tagged T. Higgins. So we know they're not going to go after a wide receiver, or we don't know that for a fact. They could go out there and go after a wide receiver. We haven't seen any moves from the front office to indicate anything. And I think it's too much of a risk to move up when you're not confident in what you need. Obviously, they want offensive line. They want defensive line. They need some wide receiver. They need a tight end. But it's not blatantly obvious on their roster that it's worth sacrificing some of their future for those positions. So unless there's a mouth-watering prospect, I don't think the Bengals should trade up. I think that would be a bad move for them. But at the same time, I trust the front office. If they go out there and they see like a J.C. Latham right there at the 10 spot and they want him, I'm confident that the Bengals will make the right move in trading up for him. Because if the Bengals really want them, they will go after them. They will trade the house. And speaking of wide receivers, now that I think of it, I heard the rumor mill turn. According to Jeff Duncan, the Saints are expected to release veteran wide receiver Michael Thomas. We kind of knew this would happen, at least in the Saints realm. But for Bengals fans, there's been some slight optimism that maybe they'll give some love to the former Ohio State player. They already have Joe Burrow, who is a former Ohio State player from the area, and Michael Thomas, of course, also played at Ohio State. So it would be a little bit of a system there. You know, it's a couple of Ohio State fans who, and also Cincinnati Bengals fans, trying to will that into existence. And I think it'll be interesting to see. It will definitely help out the Bengals offense getting more weapons rather than less. Obviously, his production hasn't been ever since he missed those couple of years with injuries, but a new fresh scene, it could be a restart for him. Think about what happened to Randy Moss when he went to New England. And I'm not comparing Michael Thomas to Randy Moss. No, sir, I am not. But at the same time, when it comes to wide receivers and great wide receivers like we've seen with Michael Thomas and Randy Moss, although they're on different levels, a change of scenery and new faces sometimes works out. And I think that would help Michael Thomas, and another great wide receiver would be super helpful for this Cincinnati team, who would have T. Higgins, Michael Thomas, oh yeah, and Ja'Marr Chase. They would also have Ja'Marr Chase. That would be an insane wide receiver room. I would want to see that happen. But for right now, we'll let the rumor mill continue to turn, and then we'll talk about it if it actually happens. And the last thing I want to talk about before we wrap things up is trench talk. Well, what do I mean by trench talk? Well, Cincinnati, they have some questions, and that's what to do with the defensive and offensive line. And here's my answer. They need beef. They need to beef up both sides of the offensive and defensive line. Obviously, the offensive line is the bigger concern, as they have key free agents in that spot. Joe Burrow, he's always had trouble with getting sacked, and it's always been a concern with the Bengals. It always has. However, with this upcoming draft, there have just been so many good prospects, mainly Dante Corleone coming out of Cincinnati, highest graded defensive tackle since 2022 at 92.7. You can't deny that there's beef there. And you look at J.C. Latham, and you see the beef that he comes in offensive line. You look at Darius Mims coming out of Georgia, and you see the beef that he has. This draft is loaded, and Cincinnati, they need to do one thing, and that's beef up their lines. And I think that would be massive for Cincinnati. But either way, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this Who Dey Friday edition. As always, I'm Parker Perrell, and I'll see you next time.